Dreamscape presents Book of Knives by Lise Haynes. Narrated by Eve Passeltiner. Chapter 1. A Secret or Two. I often stand by the sink when I'm trying to figure things out, as if answers to loss will drop like small bundles in the backyard. I will have only to run out and collect them to feel safe again, the way I did when my husband, Takeo, cut the agapanthus he grew and placed the blooms in my arms. I seem to be at this exact spot in the kitchen whenever Paul comes and goes. Though he's lived here 3 months, he never looks over as he walks down the drive, past the house, the hardy bougainvillea, and up the stairs to the loft. The loft is the studio apartment with a Pullman kitchen above my husband's pottery studio. Tonight, Paul's clothes show signs of sawdust, and he takes the stairs two at a time. Even from the house, I hear the rush of water from the shower and how quickly it shuts off. I set dinner out, take a seat, and unfold my napkin, just as a text lets me know Paul's purchased raw honey and plans to stop by with a jar. Hurrying into my bedroom closet, I drop the new dress over my head. I fasten the difficult buttons at the back and get a trace of lip balm in place before a breeze rushes through the house, scooting me forward. The way he comes up to the back door, he looks like a census taker who can't imagine I'll cooperate. Nora? He calls out. Then he sees me standing there by the sink, tracking him. Pushing the screen door open, I say, "Welcome, stranger." The lintel is high enough, but he's a tall man who routinely ducks through most doorways. I'm not sure how he fit in shaving. There's a nick on his chin with a bit of blood and tissue stuck there. Dressed in a fresh shirt and jeans, he holds a pint of bright yellow honey with both hands. Maybe he's worried it will slip and hit the floor. Fireweed honey. Taking the jar, I hold it up to the light. It's thick as paste. I've read about the way fireweed seeds remain dormant in the ground. Then a wildfire sweeps through, and they come to life. Good for the immune system, he says. Got it down in Cayucas.
What were you doing in Cayucas?
Driving around.
I can tell by his smile he's feeling...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?